Welcome to everyone. So, is there anything unresolved over the night? You know, something. Yes, please.
Yesterday, you spoke and said that everyone is unique.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, does that uniqueness continue, like, after liberation?
Yeah, because, like, even after liberation, you know, because fragrance, like, we can really smell the fragrance of uniqueness, you know. So certainly, you know, like, because this is why, like, you know, I think, you know, there has been no other Jesus, you know. Jesus is the only, you know. Buddha is the only, kind of, like, although, I think, you know, in these 2,500 years, like, really people tried to copy him, you know, like, really, kind of, full life into copying, but not same fragrance, you know, like some different fragrance. So I think, you know, like, I think life doesn't want copyright, so it doesn't copy, kind of, somewhere, you know, because no copyright, so no copying, kind of, you know, like that way.
How does the uniqueness come about? Is it through conditioning and deconditioning, or is it through some creation?
Yeah, you know, like, probably, you know, conditioning will have a part to play, but, you know, there is also niceness of conditioning, you know? Like, conditioning is not only bad. So, like, you know, this, you know, I think niceness of conditioning really makes us unique. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please. Yeah. Like, you know, if we really, question is, like, I think in the beginning, like in the first day, like we said, we are trying to, for this non-conceptual kind of understanding. So she's asking if I can speak a little more about it. So, like, you know, concepts, understanding of concept really doesn't go very deep. You know, it's like always in the head. Like, say, on every packet of cigarette, it says, you know, it's really not good for the health, you know, some language, you know, is used. And all smoke, like cigarette smokers, they really read that. And all of them really know that, you know, like somewhere they know. But that is not, like, somewhere, this knowing is not part of their life. Like, somewhere, no, they still keep on smoking. So similar happens, like, with the, like, in spiritual life, like, I think you will have come across people who, when they speak, you know, like, it's, I think Even Buddha cannot speak that way, you know, like the words are so true, so accurate, that I think, you know, like if there was competition, Buddha will be defeated. But when you look their life, like it's like huge change, you know, like if the words are as if sky, life is as if earth. So, like basically, like what I understand, you know, like what is my understanding? Like when we really gather together, somewhere we really want, you know, the fragrance of life, the change happens in our life. You know, somewhere, like deeply, we really want that. And this is why I was saying, like, because somewhere we really want that, so if we understand, like, some more concepts, that will not be good enough, you know, that, because that need cannot be fulfilled by concepts. What is?
Huh?
Coming?
Ah,
okay. So, no problem. It's gone. Yeah. Let's come. Yeah. He felt like he was in kind of before in the sitting. He was at usual place, and then probably kind of yeah. So he's gone now. Yeah, you can. So. Like, do you have any more questions? You know, it's like really, I think, like very fine, very fine difference, you know? Like when you, like if you are telling a child, don't touch fire. And still you see child trying to touch. But once I has touched it, like, even if you don't say, you know, kind of running away, you know, like, it's very, very experiential knowing, you know? And, yeah, snake fall, yeah, kind of. Yeah, you know, like, I think, you know, this breath will help. And also, like, just to know that mind is bound to look for concepts, you know, because mind will be happy if can, through the concepts, stop you, like, what you are doing. So certainly mind will be looking for them. And also, because mind is also helping you, you know, it's not only against you, you know, it's also through the mind you have come here somewhere, you know, like mind is like a tool which is very, very helpful as well as very, very, in some cases, very, very unhelpful. So we really have to kind of, you know, probably look after the mind like a child, you know, like, and really knowing, like, somewhere what is helpful and what is not helpful. So, because actually mind owns all the power, kind of, it has all copyrights of you, actually, like in the beginning, because like the powers below the mind are not accessible in the beginning. So somewhere we have to make our mind friend to be friendly, so that it's not kind of very reacting. Like somewhere, like, you know, the use of mind is very important in spiritual life. So somewhere, like, I think because of concepts, we come together. Like because of some concepts, we have been able to be together. And now, if we can make use of our being together into some kind of non-conceptual understanding. So that's what I was kind of meaning, you know, not really, because it's like, it's really, for the mind is like will always be wanting the conceptual understanding. So really to give a break, you know, ask, okay, you know, just, you know, 5 minutes break, you know, let me breathe in and out, and then kind of, you know, like something like some trick. And I think everyone has to play different trick, you know. It's not like one common trick for all the minds. So somewhere like we really have to find our own trick to play with, kind of, you know. Like with children, you know, some children, you say, kite is coming, and they are kind of fearful, you know. Some children, cat doesn't make them fearful, you know. So, like, something else. So, like, somewhere we really have to find something which really tricks the mind for a while so that we can breathe in and out, you know. Kind of. Something like this, you know, if that is sensible or makes sense. Yes, please.
I want to know a little bit about your life.
The best?
About your life.
About my life, huh?
Yeah, in particular, how you came to be a teacher.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is like a really, I think, you know, I also don't believe it, kind of, like somewhere, you know. But it is happening, you know, like it's in front of my eyes. But like somewhere, you know, I think, you know, how it is happening, kind of thing. It's really like a question. And what happened that life circumstances, you know, not bad, good circumstances, you know, like I think, like really, you know, I don't know what is sadness, you know. Really speaking, like this is why I'm explaining, you know, not bad circumstances, good circumstances really brought in contact with meditation by itself, and kind of, you know, I think probably, you know, falling in love is not good enough, you know, like I think being swallowed will be good enough, like being swallowed by that current, and kind of practicing on my own, and I think around 4.5 years, like really intense practices, getting up naturally like 1 a.m., you know, cold shower, chanting was the way, and like somehow falling into all these places which I describe generally many, many times, and like somehow later recognizing them, because there was a falling and not knowing. And then slowly recognition of those will come, and kind of like a way of describing will come, like later, you know, not at the same time. So like naturally that was happening. And you know, one very strange experience, like because life without body was so fun, you know, like I can be without body, really so much fun. So really not wanted to have the body, you know, not wanted to keep the body. And so there was like a, like, because guided by like inner, my inside, so there was like a, you know, for this fun part, you know, like I have to really suggest me that I have to come back to body, you know. This was not like a out of body experience, this was like disappearing experience, you know, disappearing into kind of vastness. So for that, you know, my inner, whoever was speaking to me, told me that, you know, I have to every time say that I have to come back to body. So this day I thought, you know, it's so fun. That, so I didn't do this, you know, I didn't say that I have to come back to body. So generally I would have like 6 hours, 7 hours, you know, fun, because like I think around from 2:30 to 8:30, around that time in the morning, and 8:30 was the time like generally when my wife will come to sweep this room where I was having this fun, kind of where my body was lying down. So like before that, you know, I always will be like in my body, like always, every time it happened that as soon as she opened the door to come in, I will be already in the body. So this day, like somehow, like because I didn't suggest it, so I think she swept and went. She thought, I'm in kind of deep samadhi or something. So she was not caring and she went out. And I think that day it took like around 11 hours. And like something, you know, something wherever I was, kind of, like something really, I can still feel the push. Something pushed me inside the body and say, like, the understanding or the sound, you know, it's not words said there, but somehow, because we understand words, so somehow what was said that, you cannot just leave the body, you know, you have to be in the body for your strength. And this was like in 1989, like that year. So, and by that time, I didn't have like even a single friend, you know, like even one friend whom I could say is spiritual. So I thought, this is, you know, some dreamy part, you know, something dream. So two years, you know, I was still not sure if this is dream or if this is true, but kind of living my daily life. And 2 years later, like when, like if you have heard of Papaji, like he moved to my street. 2 years later. And few, kind of like few Westerners, like 4 or 5 Westerners, will walk on that street. So then, like there was like little bit connection to this, you know, I was thinking maybe if this is going to be, you know, I should have some connection, kind of. So, like slowly moving to Indranagar, you know, like slowly more people started to come to him, you know, like all his life, he never had many people, like few people always, but not many. So more people started to come, and like one woman from Pune, she came, and she was friend of my friend, another friend, and because I was living in same area, so she wanted if I can find a house to rent for her. So this friend called me and asked if I can help her finding a house. So I, like, because I was living in the same area, so it was easy to find a house. So I found a house for her. So then she, because she, I think in Umma this was custom to pay 1 month rent to somebody who finds house for you. So she offered this money, and I said, because this I haven't done for money, so I cannot accept money, because, like, first place I have done for my friend, you know. So then she said, but you can come to dinner tonight to my house. I said, that will be fun. So I went for this fun, and then she said something, and I responded, like, two things. And she said, "You talk like a Satsang person." I said, "Do I?" Kind of, you know. And she said, "Yes, you know." And like a Satsang person? Satsang is like a... Yeah. You talk like a Satsang person? Teach, yeah. So I said, "Do I?" Kind of like, I questioned, because I didn't know that I talk like that. So she said, "Yes." And she said, "Can you come to Satsang tomorrow, like, with Chunjaji?" I said, "Yeah, if you say, I will be happy to come." So then next morning I was there, because invited. So of course, like, I will go every day because of her. And then another friend, like an American friend, he was staying in her house. Like, she rented a portion of her house to another friend. And, like, he was playing one day harmonium. So I commented to her that this man is really playing good harmonium. So she said to him, and then he really wanted to kind of see me. So then slowly we became friends. And then after he moved with Jaya, like, they were staying in the same house, like this friend. And so one day he said, "Could you come to my house?" Then, like, I was sitting there, like, in the more, like, open portion. And Jaya was in bathroom, kind of. Like, she was having shower, and we couldn't recognize that some woman is having shower and not having enough clothes. And she is waiting, kind of, in the bathroom. So, like, we kept on talking, like, gossiping, kind of talking. And then Jaya had to move without, like, almost half clothes, you know, we can say. She has to pass. And then she got a little angry with this boy, American boy. Said, you know, you don't care that I'm in bathroom, and, you know, some Indian guy kind of sitting there. And so he said to her that, but this was not Indian guy, this is Ajay. Like, somehow. But he cannot relate Ajay to an Indian guy. Like, so she said, like, what do you mean? He said, no, he's like very nice man. So then she got interested, you know, into Ajay. So then, like, somehow, I think it was year 92. That we became friends. And since then, this friendship kept on kind of going in some way. Like, many times reading scriptures, explaining. And then, like, in retreats, like, we give this treatment to people. So then, there were, like, some, I think Nadia ji, you were there that time. Yeah. So, like, we started giving, like, together, like, I and Jaya, together to one person. In the beginning, we give treatment. So this was, like, another fun, kind of, somehow, we invented. And, like, reading scriptures some point time and then giving this treatment, like, this kind of the fun we were having. together. And then she got invited by Christopher to manage in Bodh Gaya 1 year. So she was kind of not sure, but I kind of said to her, it will be fun to go there. So she went, and then same year, I think Christopher invited her to teach in Sarnath. So she kind of like, we will have telephonic kind of before talk, talk about on the telephone what to talk, somehow like that. And then slowly we started teaching together, like without open dharma. So far we don't have name. Like we started teaching together, and then other friends like slowly joining. Really, then we had this open dharma, and then kind of like more friends coming together. So somehow, like still I don't know how it happened, but this is how it happened, and this is how I am sitting here talking to you. Yeah. Did I miss something? Because you are kind of.
Since everybody thought you were a nice guy because you pumped their tires and helped them get things done.
Yeah, certainly that was kind of like now, like I was really helping people, kind of, so that they are not cheated. Like that was the kind of my thinking,
sure.
So that they are not cheated by Indians, kind of. that was my main reason to kind of like to be involved.
Yeah.
That, if less people get cheated, that will be helpful.
But a lot of them thought that if he's just doing these menial jobs, he can't be anything.
Yeah, certainly, many of them is still yeah. But, I think that's how kind of I upgraded myself, slowly from pumping to yeah. Welcome. Yes, please. Come back. Yeah, actually, this was really also like a big question for me. Like why? Because my experience is that there is nothing other than me, other than us. So what is that who really make me? Like, this was really a big question, I couldn't figure it out myself. So then I really have to read, in scriptures that, if there is any description of that. So there was a point when I was really reading to answer this to me, because I think then I read a lot, but I couldn't find any description. But I think there was this book. In some book I really found this description. I don't remember which one. And the description is like the the love of Buddhas, like Buddha, like enlightened people, they have this love for all of us. Like they will be really loving for us to enjoy this life, this kind of life. And that love, like even when they are liberated, as energy is left, together, and that love somewhere, because of the care, cares about these kind of people who could be helpful for others, and that love, like energetically, could push me in my body, That was the description, and that really made sense, that could be, that this love still is not everything, but this like energetic realm, that love could be who is kind of wanting people who are helpful to be in body. That was the explanation in this book, and I got satisfied. Right or wrong, I don't know. And from this answer, I really was satisfied. Yeah, like really pushed, you know. I still can feel the push, you know. I don't know how, I don't know where. Like I still, even today, I can feel that I was pushed into the body. That, you know, I like the you know, the not words, you know, because there are no words, but somehow like you understand via words, you know. So it's not hearing, but the understanding was that you cannot just leave the body because you have to be for your friends, kind of. So, and then later, like I found out in the books that the love of enlightened ones, it really adds energy. You know, maybe we can say keep on guarding, you know, that people who could be helpful, they just don't leave their body, kind of, you know, something like this. Still, like, you know, still, like, you know, this is like so alive push, mm-hmm. that, like, you know, all other, like, you know, this push in 5 minutes is gone.
Right.
And this is like so alive push that it still is not gone, you know, it's there.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got a bit confused because I was thinking, you know, when you take vows to be coming back, that you didn't die. It's like body sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah, it's in the same body, you know.
Yeah,
kind of, no. Yes, please.
Your first experiences with going to another state were with chanting.
Yeah, through the chanting, like yeah. I started. Actually, what happened? You know, like I have to tell a little more story about kind of, you know, like I was kind of skipping, you know, that, but I think, you know, that also, like, since very young, you know, like, when I was, I think, 4 years old, somehow, I knew that I am Krishna, you know, I don't know how,
you know,
I knew myself that I am Krishna, always,
Krishna.
Yeah, and this kept on, like, really knowing, like that, and actually, like somehow, you know, like I was also like eating only milk, you know, milk product, you know, rice in the milk, chapati in the milk, no dal, no sabdi, like at all. And then I got married, like I got married when I was 15, like 15, yeah, not 15. And then you know, after marriage, you know, my wife, like, the custom was, like, she will come to live with me 3 years after. So, this was that time, like, I was 17 years something. And wife had to come, like, this was decided that, you know, on such a such date, you know, May 8th, I also remember the date, that my wife will come to live with me. And then my mother will sit with a stick and make me eat vegetable and kind of dal because now your wife is coming, now you cannot do this, like the thing which you have been doing. So then I started kind of like eating, you know, dal and, you know, sabji. So I was really kind of behaving somewhere, you know, out of, I don't know where. Like that. And then when I was I think 5 years old, I had like a very, very severe headache one day in school. I was brought unconscious home and 1 week unconscious and doctors couldn't find anything wrong. Everything after 1 week it was gone automatically. Then there was when I was around 12 years, you know, less than 12. Like one day, another same kind of state, you know, but only for 2 hours. And that was the day when I forgot that I am Krishna. Like somehow this never, like was never connected to that I am Krishna. And like somehow this another drive that, you know, I have to study, I have to make money, kind of, you know, that drive really taken over, like somehow. So then really studying and started working for the government, and still I am working. So, and like when I went in my degree college, there was like a prayer every morning. So I really liked that. So I really kind of, I was doing that prayer every day, like in front of some photos of God, and really wishing that everything goes well, I make enough money. That was the really kind of reason why I was doing this. And like this morning, one morning, I was doing that, like this, and my mind was calculating, like, because I also working for the government and also real estate business at the same time. So doing this, lips chanting this prayer, mind counting, if I can sell this land in this, like in this rate, there will be this much money left, which I can pay to this older lady, like another older lady, and buy that land, kind of. And somebody like in could see all these things together, like, you know, really. And then that really, like, from this puja, I had to go to see this older woman to give her some, like, money and so that I can buy her land. But this really shook my life, you know, like, what is that? Who is watching my lips, you know, speaking, my mind calculating, my hand doing this at the same time. So I have like two friends, you know, who will come, like so-called spiritual friends, not really spiritual, who will come and talk about spirituality every evening. And but I will, out of courtesy, sitting there, not listen what they are saying, because they will always be talking and I will be calculating my money, you know, always. So I thought, this is the right time to talk to them. And so instead of going to this woman, I started my scooter, went to first, like, was maybe 5 minutes on a scooter, went to one of them first and said that, you know, honestly, like, really somehow very honest that day, said, I never heard you, you know, like, because you have been speaking about spirituality, but so far I always was counting my money, but looks like today I am able to hear, so if you can say. But probably they were speaking from the books, so there was no real correspondence, you know, what they said to me. So then I went to second one. I thought maybe there can be, and same thing happened there. And I think these were like maybe 10 minutes when I felt disappointment. Like that was the first time probably I felt really disappointment. And I, you know, what to do? And I think maybe 5 minutes later on a scooter, like this something who was watching all these three activities spoke, you know, that someone who chants Gayatri really knows the truth. So like suddenly from disappointment, really kind of like really having found, you know, like really like another person, like as if 1 minute before, like very, very disappointed person, and 1 minute after, really having found something, you know, like really, as if I have found the kingdom of the world, you know, and really coming with that and started chanting. And that's how I started. No, actually, like this came like together with the disappointment, you know, like really deep disappointment, and only for 5 minutes. You know. Wow. Not more than that. Yeah. Yeah. Eh? After?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was like on the way, maybe 2-3 minutes later, like something like this thing which saw me, my lips going up down, my mind calculating, my hands moving. Like the, I think from the same place, there was a sound like somebody who chants Gayatri, knows, and then suddenly like from there. So that's how kind of.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to come back to this voice
mm-hmm.
that you were talking about that pushed you back into the body,
mm-hmm.
Or somebody to
mm-hmm.
set you to chant the Gayatri.
Mm-hmm.
This is very interesting for me because.
Yeah. Can I come back? You know, just bathroom and then come back.
Thank you.
Kelastic.
What I'm referring to, like,
Advaita. Yeah.
And all its various manifestations, different teachers, etc. And Buddhism as well. There is the idea, maybe not idea, but anyway, that the ultimate realization is I am that. It's no separation. That's why
Certain.
You're reality. So that's what Nisargadatta said. Ramana said the same thing. I am the self.
I also say that I am that. That is my realization. But also this experience that somebody really still is so alive in me. Still, like, even I think even after 22 years, you know, still aliveness has not faded.
But then this voice that pushed you back into the body.
That's what I'm saying.
This is separate from
it. Certainly separate from I am that. This is what I'm saying, you know, like and this is what made me question, because my realization is that I am that. There is no question around that. But if I am that, and that is not pushing me, this also I know. Like something who pushed me is not that. That also I very clearly know.
Something that pushed you.
Pushed me, it's not also I am that. You know, I am that, I know. That I really know very well. So I am not pushed by I am that. That was like very clear, you know. And this is what made me question, you know, like if I am that, and that is not pushing me, so then who is pushing me back? Who is planning for me? And this, like, you know, I don't know if that is true, the description of the book. I don't know, but that really make my looking for answer kind of cease. This description that love of Buddhas, like somehow, because love, you know, say love and experience of I am that, they will be, love for us will be separate from that, because I am that cannot have same kind of love. I am that is like very, very vast. Like very, very vast. So the explanation made me sense, because it feels like that, you know. Love could be left before liberation, could care, could guard what is helpful for the love, you know, to love more people.
So this is separate from that.
Certainly, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know, like this is what made me question, because my realization is I am that. And I was pushed by, but not from I am that. This also I know, that was something separate other than I am that. And this is what made me question, you know, if my realization is I am that, and I am that is not pushing me, who else could push me?
This gets very interesting for me, because there are very, very few teachers, to my knowledge, that actually talk in these terms. Because I think for many people, I am that is the final realization. That's it, finished. So I really hesitate to use the word God, but there are one or two other teachers that I'm aware of
mm-hmm.
who talk in these terms about something other than I am that,
mm-hmm.
that actually seems to be some kind of a guardian power. Like even here in Tiru, there is a teacher that I love and respect very much.
Mm-hmm.
She actually used to be very much in the Advaita tradition, but seems finally realized there was something
else,
separate
yeah.
from that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of you know Werner. Mm-hmm. About the guardian power
mm-hmm.
the hands that shape them.
Yeah.
Lives and existence.
Yeah.
What's your comment on like this?
Yeah,
is there some kind of contradiction?
Yeah, it's certainly contradiction, you know. Like, you know, I really feel like I know that the what pushed me is not I am that. And like I'm kind of like I ceased my questioning from this explanation. Maybe the love of Buddhas stands for us, you know, for our well-being. But it could be that something else, you know. I'm really like the book really made me stop questioning more. Otherwise, maybe by now, instead of teaching, I would have answering my this question, you know, what is there other than I am that? But I really don't know, you know, actually, you know. Like I'm saying that somehow my questioning got ceased by this answer. And that doesn't mean that I am right. That doesn't mean that book is right. You understand? Like maybe you are right, you know. Maybe Aurobindo is right, you know. I will say, I really don't know that. Like, but I know that there is something other than I am that somehow guarding our life, you know. And I don't know what that is.
Would this something else
mm-hmm.
have been attracted to you because you had a lot of love? Like, does it find you that way?
Yeah. You know, could be. I really don't know. You know, but it could be. You know, like you know,
I mean,
like when you say it makes sense to me.
Okay.
But I say it could be. You know, yeah. Maybe because I haven't been able to figure out. So I'm really not able to answer, you know, like...
Will you send a postcard after you go?
Yeah, I think, you know, I will do that. Yeah. Yes, please.
Is it possible to explain I am that in just few sentences?
In few sentences. So, do you know what is the meaning of that? If you can explain what is the meaning of that, then maybe, huh? What is the meaning of that? If you can explain. Do you know what is, because I don't know what is meaning of that. So this is why very difficult for me to explain I am that. But like probably I am what is, whatever is, you know, probably that will be simple explanation.
I am what is.
Yeah, I am what is, you know, whatever is. Yeah.
Is it a sense of I'm no different than
anyone? Yeah. I'm not different than anyone, as well as?
Non-separation.
Certainly. Like somewhere, like really, really connected somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could be, you know, could be, it's possible. Yeah, but I really maybe like if we investigate together, maybe we are able to end. Yes, please. Yeah, this is like really good question, you know, like. you know, like I never kind of, you know, I think, you know, she was like in the beginning, she was thinking maybe I'm a little bit cuckoo, you know. But like, you know, I think, you know, she loved me so much that even being cuckoo, she really loved me. Like she really allowed me to be what I can be, you know. Like really, I think, very good cook, you know, and very, very nice person to have in the life. Like very, very nice. And I think, like, you know, I can tell you about her cooking a little bit. Like this year, like, you know, some friends, like they came and they invited me, and like a Bharat Mitra, actually, like really, really, and like I went to eat with them, and I said, this is really good, like palak paneer, I really like. So I said, this palak paneer is very good. And Bharat Mitra, like, I think 10 years back, he ate at my house. And he said, but not as good as Kusum's cooking, because I still remember that palak paneer. So you can see, like, you know, somebody who can eat, I think, having that much money, who can eat anywhere in kind of like any restaurant of the world, who could taste it all of that. And when I said, I'm really remembering that very specifically, that it's not as good as Kusum's cooking. So you can feel how lucky I am. yes, please. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think, like, you know, in this week, like, you will feel helped by some activity what you did, like more than other activities. So really acknowledging that and bringing that in your life. Like, say, if sitting has been very helpful to you, include sitting in your daily life. You know, like, just 1 hour time for the retreat in your life. And just doing what has been very, very helpful to you. And I think, you know, slowly, slowly, it will steal all your time. Like, I really know that if you invite for 1 hour, slowly, slowly, that will steal all your fun time, you know, kind of. That will be so fun that you will give all your fun time to it. So just inviting something from the retreat to your life, like one thing or two things, whatever has been helpful to you. Yeah, every day, you know, into your life, it means every day, yeah.
One other thing, and it struck me as being really funny, yesterday, I just suddenly had this realization of how completely crazy the world looked. And I was like, if my dad came into the gate, he'd be like, you're all insane. So like,
suddenly.
Yeah. Because we're so slow and everyone's it's so funny.
Yeah.
To our culture. And it's something that I've struggled with my whole life. It's like wanting to feel this sensitivity and this awareness. But feeling like if I try to live it in my world, in Britain, I'm treated like a crazy person. And that's really hard.
Yeah, but you know, I think you know, something you have to, for the fun, something you have to accept. You know, that okay, even if people think I'm crazy, so what? Kind of, you know, like, I think for the fun, you know, that cost has to be paid, no? You know, I think all the fun, you know, costs something. So maybe this fun costs that people will call you crazy. Yeah, Leniji.
I didn't quite understand what in you that there is like a, did you call it a combination of I and that and love?
I could call it that, yeah. Like combination, you know, because I think, you know, my path has been path of love. Like, so there is like much influence of that, but final experience happened through Advaita.
Through what?
Through Advaita, through path of knowledge.
Yes.
So certainly I speak path of knowledge, but what pushes me to speak is love. Because, you know, the love being primer power.
Non-verbal or not able to explain.
Yeah, yeah. It's
just maybe something that is happening on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly, and that really probably choose the words, you know, that love, what I speak.
Yeah. Is that something that I don't know how to say this? Can that you somehow magically put yourself in a position to receive that, or maybe just the way you are, or maybe just the
kind of, you know, I think, you know, just the way I am, or magically, you know, I think all words work, you know, kind of, like somehow, I have not been able to figure out, you know, kind of, through my mind. So I will say, all your words are somewhere right, you know, you are right. When you say magically, feels right. When you use some other word, you know, feels right. So, something like that, you know.
Yeah, just a natural, very natural, very basic.